This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Now it is time to ask the CLO. This is from Lachelle in Chicago. Lachelle writes, I'm 47 and my husband is 52. We've gone from having sex 4 or 5 times a week to twice a week. He said it's normal to take breaks so that we don't get bored. After almost 20 years of marriage, why does he need a break all of a sudden? That's what Lachelle
wants. Done a lot.
God. Well, you got to understand something. Now, I don't know why he need a break. Your man ain't what he used to be.
Ooh, he's 52.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, 52 ain't like when you was 22.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. It's a difference. You know, women go through changes in life. You know, there's menopause. There's different things that women have that's uniquely theirs. Men had them things, too, now.
Hormonal issues. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, as you age.
I don't know. You can call it whatever you want to call it. Just you ain't what you was, homie. I promise you that. Men pause, too.
Men pause. The men all pause.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So he's just.
And then 20 some years, let me say this here. No, I ain't gonna say that. Go ahead, Sean.
You can't say that? Okay.
No. Hell no.
All right. Moving on to Bryceland, coming out of Tampa. Bryceland says, my wife and I met in the strip club 9 years ago. Yeah. I don't think our 8-year-old daughter needs to know that. My wife was a bartender, not a stripper, so why does she feel it's funny or cute to add strip club to the story? Is that necessary?
No, everybody
eight,
ain't got to
by
know.
By the way, yeah, their daughter's
no,
eight.
No, strip club. You, no,
why
you're
are you
right.
Asking your daughter about a strip club, 8 years old?
Them bartenders be fine, met. Though. I ain't gonna lie to you, they be fine.
Everybody in there working on tips.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with a tip. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
I bet
you
gotta
do what you gotta do.
Wings, boy. I bet
yeah,
she
but she could leave this.
Wing.
Strip part out, strip club part out. That's what her husband is.
It was a bartender that just wore chaps.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know this tip. How. And or you know she... this how.
Back in the day.
A waitress. She was a waitress. Oh. She had on chaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got all the tips.
It was in Miami. It was in Miami.
M.I.A.
All right.
You want to move along?
13 Cokes that night.
You like it when she come and you love it when she leaves.
All right. This is from, moving on. This is from Curtis in Louisville. Curtis writes, I wash my girlfriend's car often. Saturday, it was muddy outside and her floor mats were filthy. She said she let her son use it. I told her to let her son wash it then. She said it looks better when I do it. Am I expected to clean up after her son? Wow.
Well, dog, listen to me. Quit categorizing it. You wash your girl's car for her. Who had it? Look, these women, they raise these kids different now. This generation right here of young men, ooh, man, it's different. And I can tell even at my mentoring camp from 10 years ago, the average kid that comes to the camp is different, and we got to mentor them different, man. We can't take the same approach anymore. So she may not even, this boy may not have chores, duties, responsibilities, nothing. Now, what you know, what you need to do is have a cool relationship with the guy and say, hey, my man, why don't you help your mom out? It would be real noble of you to do that for your mom if you take a car to return it the way you got it. It could be a teaching moment for you without being too forceful like you, because you ain't his dad, you know. Mm-hmm. And y'all ain't married. Y'all just a girlfriend. That's just your girlfriend. But if you've been washing a car, then, you know, you don't want to wash the car because the boy had it, because you want to know why he's not taking the responsibility. Now, I understand that 100%, but
he may not know
she, you know, she say you do it better. She liked the way you do it. Now, if you don't want to do a car, then that's, you started doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think maybe you ought to just say, hey, my man, you know what you ought to do when you take your mom's car? You ought to give it back to her the way she had it. That would be the cool thing to do. And I ain't mm-hmm. coming at you with no disrespect. And just see if you can give him that moment.
Yeah, he ain't gonna I like that feeling.
But you know he need an ass whooping, though, don't you? You do know that. You know
giving his mama a dirty car.
Yeah, but not well, for that. Well, see that boy at driving age, you don't know if he 22, 24. You don't know who had the car. You run up on a young-ass boy and get stomped now, you know, real fast, because you ain't going to be ready for it.
How did this turn?
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to keep it from turning.
He could be 17. He could be young.
Yeah, but I like the fact that you said it is a teaching moment for the boyfriend.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully that's what it will
put
be.
Put some gas in there.
Yeah, and that's you could enough. Get out there with him and go, hey, man, we're going to do this together.
Yeah.
And then, oh, no, man, put the soap on there like that, then rinse it off. You know, you could do it like that. It could be a moment to build a relationship with him, because it looked like you're trying to stay with this girl because you're doing stuff for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice. All right. Good answer, CLO. I like that one. Last one. Yeah. Anitra in Montclair writes, my boyfriend asked if he could bring a friend on our date. His friend was in town for the weekend. I got so mad that I canceled our date. Why can't he leave his friend for a few hours to take me to the movies? Am I acting like a spoiled brat?
I think you might have missed a moment here.
Mm-hmm.
His homie come in town. What we like to do is we like to show off what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have missed a moment, because I think he might have been trying to show you off.
Uh-huh.
And you might have missed a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has no other reason to want to take his friend than to show you off.
Oh,
that might be what you missed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could have missed that moment. It's just one date. It ain't that bad. You know, it just ain't that bad.
Sure. She didn't say if it was a male or female. Does that make
sense? Oh, there's no way in hell it could be.
Ain't no way. That's
she'd have put that
that's
in the letter.
Female.
A female. Take her on the date.
Mm-hmm.
He can't be that stupid. There's no way he's that stupid.
Because she didn't say. She just said a friend.
No, she would have put female friend in that. And you can't, bro, she in town. He gonna bring her on a date. Man, that's so stupid. Now we talking, he's stupid now.
Yeah, she just said, why can't he leave the friend for a few hours? All right, CLO, thank you. Great. These were great responses today. I loved them.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.